Chapter 3. Catherine meets Morris Townsend. Dr. Sloper's sister, Mrs. Elizabeth Almond, her husband and 9 children, lived far north of Washington Square, in an area of the city that was still quite rural. While growing up, Catherine loved visiting their big, busy house and spending time with her cousins. Some of the boys had by now gone away to college or were working in offices. One of the girls was already married, and the other girl, Marion, who was 4 years younger than Catherine, was engaged to a successful young banker called Arthur Townsend. Mr. and Mrs. Almond had a big party to celebrate the engagement. Catherine and Mrs. Pennyman went together, and Dr. Sloper promised to come later in the evening. Catherine, wearing her red and gold satin dress, was watching the dancing when Marion brought a tall, handsome young man over to her.
"Catherine, this is Arthur's cousin, Mr. Morris Townsend," Marion said. "He wants very much to meet you." As Marion turned away, she said cheerfully, "Oh, there are so many people I have to talk to tonight. I'll have no time to dance."
Catherine was impressed by the comfortable way her 17-year-old cousin behaved at parties. She herself was always uncomfortable when she met new people. She was especially nervous now, as she stood next to this tall, handsome man, and also embarrassed because she didn't know what to say. Morris Townsend, however, gave her little time to feel embarrassed because he immediately began to talk to her as if he had known her for years.
"What a delightful party! What a pretty girl your cousin is!"
As he spoke, Morris looked straight into Catherine's eyes, and although she still didn't know what to say, she was no longer embarrassed. It seemed perfectly reasonable to her that he talked while she simply looked at his handsome face.
"Would you like to dance?" Morris asked Catherine with his most charming smile.
Before Catherine could answer, he put his arm around her and led her in a fast polka round the room. When the music ended, Catherine felt hot.
"Does dancing make you dizzy?" Morris asked kindly.
Looking at his handsome face, Catherine spoke her first word to him.
"Yes," she said softly, although dancing never made her dizzy.
"Well, then, I'll find a good place where we can sit and talk," Morris said, smiling.
Morris soon found a perfect place, a little sofa for 2 people in a corner of a room. The room was full of guests, and although many people were standing nearby, their backs were turned, and Catherine felt that she and Morris had privacy. Morris had said, "Where we can sit and talk." But he did all the talking.
Catherine thought he was very clever. He spoke like a young actor in a play or a character in a novel, but at the same time, he seemed so natural.
"I've never been to the Almonds' house before," Morris began. "I feel like a stranger here, and it's very kind of you to take pity on me."
Morris didn't wait for a response, which was fortunate, because once again Catherine didn't know what to say.
"I'm a distant cousin of Arthur's, and he brought me here to introduce me to the family. I grew up in New York, but I've been away for a long time, traveling around the world, and I've only been back here in New York for a few months. It's very pleasant, but also lonely. You see," he concluded, "people forget you when you've been away so long."
It seemed to Catherine that no one who had seen Morris Townsend would ever forget him, but she kept this thought to herself. Finally, she spoke a little, answering Morris's questions about some of the other guests, and gradually she began to feel a little more comfortable.